Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KMOX to the 24th annual Cardinals Winter Warm-Up. It has been a really great couple of hours. And man, I'm just looking at some of the guests that have been through here and are still to come. And we're here all weekend, back tomorrow. Tom Ackerman and Mike Claiborne will be here tomorrow. I believe Amy Mark scores and Charlie Brennan's going to be here on Monday. So the coverage continues. Mike Anderson is right next to me here running the board. Carl Middleman's back in the studio at KMOX, and we're happy to have everybody involved in bringing this to you. Ben Boyd deserves a ton of praise and credit for really pulling in all of the guests that you have heard from and bringing them over and sitting them down and making them spend some time here on air with us, talking to you all weekend long. Joe Pott with you here from Cardinals Winter Warm-Up. We'll welcome you in, and we'll welcome our guest, Rick Yankiel. Welcome to the mic. Welcome to Winter Warm-Up.
Thank you.
What's happening, man?
Living the dream. Just enjoying the cold weather up here.
So I assume that we can expect to see you back as part of the coverage on Fox Sports Midwest this year.
I think that'd be a good assumption.
All right. Fantastic. Yeah. So your preference, do you like the studio, break it down, that kind of work, or would you rather be at the game doing the color? Like, what's more fun for you?
I would rather be doing the game. Okay. Breaking it down is fun too, but it's, you know, you're bored during the game, right? Mm-hmm. You're watching it, but you're in that little green room,
right?
There's nothing real glorious about that. I feel like when you're at the game, you feel like you're a part of the game. You're with the crowd, and there's stuff that you can see and notice that you wouldn't from being at Ballpark Village in the studio, right? The crowd, the warming up. There's these little things you see here and there that you wouldn't see.
So. It's amazing. I've tried to explain that to people, you know, as they go to this. You see it in college basketball. You see it a lot in international sports now. They're having the announcers, you know, off-site in a studio calling the game. I'm a play-by-play guy.
Yeah.
How does that – I would hate that.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and as you know, I think there's stuff you get from the crowd.
Oh, sure.
As well, the energy that keeps you pumped up. But just, you know, when you're watching the game and you're watching the bench, right, you start seeing moves happen. You start seeing guys move around. So you can kind of tell what's going to happen before it happens.
How cool is an event like this? You've been part of this, I'm sure, as a player as well, just to come out cold January weekend, and here's this throngs of fans to talk Cardinals baseball.
It's great. One, it's great to come back and see everyone, all the guys, and then, you know, come back and give back to the people that have supported you for a long time, being the Cardinal fans.
And do you have a presentation coming up here as part of this?
No.
No?
No.
Nothing official for you?
Nothing official. Just a signing down, and that's it.
Sorry. Just coming in. Most interesting thing that you've been asked to sign on stage here at Winter Warm-Up?
So I didn't sign yet.
Okay. No, anytime. Not necessarily,
man,
this year.
Think. Gosh, that's a tough question because there are definitely some random strange things every now and again. God, I can't think anything that would be that fun, to be honest.
What about a crazy question or a crazy story that someone came up to you and told you as you were sitting on the stage over here? There has to be something.
I'm trying to rattle through my memory banks here, but nothing standing out. Sorry to be boring for you on those.
As a player, when you're here doing this as a player, and I'm sure for you, maybe early on as like a young player, is it a little bit overwhelming to come into a situation like this and see this? I mean, there are fans out here that probably know as much about you as anybody. You know, they've got your bio. They know everything about you.
I think the biggest thing is exactly that, especially when you're a young player, is you start to understand that how much the Cardinal fans care and how much they know about each guy. You can be a guy who's never been to the big leagues and they know where you're from, what your mom's name is, your dad's name. They know everything about you and they're paying attention. And, you know, one thing for me is that it solidifies who the Cardinals are as a fan base. And I think it gives you a little bit of extra energy to want to get to the big leagues. And if you're here, then to want to stay here.
Rick, we're short on time. I appreciate you coming down, stopping by, and taking some time with us here at Winter Warm-Up.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Rick Yankiel, former Cardinal pitcher, now part of the Cardinals broadcast team on Fox Sports Midwest. Wrapping up our coverage here from the Winter Warm-Up at the Hyatt Regency at the Arch. More coverage tomorrow. Tom Ackerman, Mike Claiborne will be here tomorrow. Amy Marks scores Charlie Brennan on Monday. I'm Joe Pott. Thanks for joining us for a little time here from the Cardinals Winter Warm-Up on KMOX.